I think I mentioned Gus Cannon in the last set. He was a black banjo player who was a sharecropper in Tennessee. Moved to Memphis at some point and joined the big jug band craze there at the end of the 20s. And he had a group called Cannon's Jug Stompers, and you may know his most famous tune, Walk Right In, which was done by the Rooftop Singers during the folk scare of the 60s. Anyone remember Walk Right In? Yeah, all right. You're so quiet out here today. Are you shy? Are there too few of you? Please, open up. Expound. This is it's a medley of jug band tunes. Gus Cannon was a wonderful, wonderful banjo player. In the ragtime style. And like I said, he had a jug band, and when I first started checking him out, I was trying to figure out what was going on, because it credited him with playing banjo and jug at the same time. Now, jug band music is driven by this kind of a sound. You blow into the end of a jug, you know, generally in the old days, a porcelain jug, and these days you could get a plastic half-gallon milk jug, if you will. And so that rhythm's going on while all the syncopated stuff's going on the other instruments. And I always wondered, they didn't have overdubbing in the late 20s, as far as I know, on recording, so how did he play both? And I finally saw a picture of him. If you can picture a Bob Dylan harmonica rack with a jug in it, standing there like this, very upright. I mean, a big porcelain jug, that's pretty heavy around your neck, and then playing the banjo simultaneously. And I've really been trying, I haven't spent a lot of time in it, but I'm trying to get to the point where I can do that. It's really hard just to go boo, 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 and play some of these tunes at the same time. Maybe the next time I'm here, I'll have it together. You know, other instruments you can, I've seen people blowing into coffee pots doing the same thing and kind of blowing into the open end and then kind of giving a wah-wah effect with the end of the kettle. All sorts of instruments. Some people play washtub basses. There was a group called the Queskin Jug Band in the 60s and into the 70s. It was I'm sure some of you have heard of or perhaps even seen, and they were a kind of a urban revivalist jug band, and they had a wonderful jug player named Fritz Richmond, who also played washtub bass, and when he was in the Army, he actually took a Quonset hut and rigged it up as a washtub bass with a big piece of clothesline and then plunked on it, and the whole thing did this. It created a nuclear explosion, as far as I know. Anyway, but here's a couple of Gus Cannon tunes dating from 1928. From Memphis, Tennessee, and the first one's called The Hollywood Rag, and then on into some other ragtime materials. Here's the Gus Cannon medley. And if you want to go boom, 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 just put a napkin behind your head so your neighbor doesn't.